are into fantasy football and you've been looking for a podcast that can take you to the next level, this is the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Josh Bendy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Go!
What better way to celebrate our 100th episode than a Superflex mock draft?
Are you ready?
Let's go!
We are back! Welcome back to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Vandy. That's Trey. And the time is now, buddy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 100th episode, baby. We are here. I remember when we were like, if we can make it to the 7th episode, we're good. Well, now we've made it to the 100th. We are established. We are ready to go. We got people loaded in the draft, and they are excited to draft with us. We're going to give y'all some grades afterwards. It's a big day for Fourth and Flex, and it's a big day for fantasy football.
That's right, baby. Happy birthday to Fourth and Flex, the 100th episode. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it wouldn't be a 100th episode without talking about our friends at Manscaped. Look, if you haven't heard already, it's smooth sack summer. When you're playing in the summer sun, make sure you're scraped with pubes to bum. Make sure you're scraped from pubes to bum. That's right. This is the summer to keep your balls cool while still looking hot. With Manscaped, the leader in below the waist grooming are making sure we all have a ball this summer by giving our pants partners everything they need to stay fresh. Dive headfirst into smooth sack summer by going to manscaped.com using promo code SUPERFLEX20. You're going to get 20% off and free shipping, Trey.
No doubt, man. I know that ball toner keeps my balls cold and smooth all summer. No sweat, no threat. Manscaped, baby. Superflex 20, free shipping, 20% off worldwide. You know what to do.
That's right. Manscaped. But again, we're here for a reason, buddy. And that reason is to draft a Superflex team. Of course, this is redraft. I'm going to go ahead and get us set up, buddy.
Shuffle it up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let me pop that bad boy on the screen here. There she is. All right, let's get it going, buddy.
Let's get it.
Well, yeah, Superflex, mock draft. If you have any questions, throw them in the chat. We're going to help you out. Let's get it.
You want me this to? Draft is sponsored by Manscaped. Comes in the chat. Let's go.
Randomizing.
Okay. I'm at the 3. Josh is at the 9. A little different, a little switch up. Let's get it going.
Let's get it going. All right. We got some people in the chat already. Fantasy Sports Corp says, not just Flex, Super Flex. You already know.
Hey, can you change the timer? It's on, I think, 9 hours or something like that is what's showing on mine.
Yeah, definitely can change that. Yeah. That's
just in case somebody, you know, isn't paying attention.
You're right, buddy. You're right. That's not going to work. 9 hours. Christina says, let's go.
Wait, let's go.
Let's go. Trent says, let's get it. Job says, thanks for inviting me. Job also says, did y'all hear about my Colts possibly adding Kareem Hunt?
Definitely. Just heard the news. I've seen the Saints had a good thing, but he might be going to the Colts to check it out. You know, I think the Colts would be a better spot, honestly. The Saints are pretty stacked at running back. I think Kareem Hunt would just fill that space that we don't need. I'm excited for him to go to the Colts if that's where he ends up.
For sure. I like it. I was thinking the Saints wouldn't be a very good spot for him, honestly. With all the running back stuff going on the Saints, I think that's Jamal Williams' job, at least for the beginning. So I like the Colts better than I like the Saints, for sure.
Yes, sir. You are on the clock. Okay. Just a review here, start of the first round, Justin Jefferson goes first, then followed by Patrick Mahomes. I took Jalen Hurts, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Lamar, Justin Fields, and Herbert. So all QBs outside of Justin Jefferson. This is a super flex. Doesn't always mean you have to take a quarterback round one. Just saying.
Yeah, but it would be so hard to pass on Patrick Mahomes the one slot, but I can understand why, you know. And Job says, do y'all think it moves his fantasy value up or down?
I mean, honestly, I think no matter where he ends up, it's going to be a dart throw. I mean, you probably go undrafted regardless. I mean, maybe the Colts with all the craziness and all their running backs hurt and Jonathan Taylor drama, it could be a possibility, but it's so far-fetched to me that it's not somebody I'm really caring to change his draft value, in my opinion.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I agree. Okay, let's see. I like it. I took Trevor Lawrence, man. I'm telling you, if I'm at the 9 spot and Trevor Lawrence is still there in a super flex, I'm taking him all day.
Yeah, I feel it. I feel it completely. It's a good spot for him. Honestly, I mean, especially with all these other guys going off the board, Trevor Lawrence is that late round target for me for quarterback for super flex.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. If I can get him, I'm definitely going to grab him, especially in the 9th. Yeah. But then Ja'Marr Chase goes Christian McCaffrey, Austin Eckler, Bijan, Cooper Kupp. Yeah, I was hoping CMC would come back. I mean, I was pretty sure that wasn't going to happen, but I was hoping.
Right, right. Well, you see Austin Eckler and Bijan go at the turn. You know, and Bijan with the news, you know, being the RB3 on the depth chart for the Falcons, that's a little scary to me, but maybe that's a ploy or something that they're just trying to, you know, don't watch tape on Bijan. He's not a big deal, you know, and then they're going to throw him out there and just hammer him. But it is scaring me, which I haven't really been able to get Bijan whenever I wanted him anyway. It's just a little too rich for my blood where he's going. But now it scares me just a little bit more. Probably somebody I'll stay away from, but you, I know you're all about that, buddy.
I don't know, man. It's scary, but I think you might be right. I think that that's kind of what they're doing is, you know, it's just it's really scary taking Bijan early, but I don't know, man. I just don't see how a guy like this, maybe because he's a rookie, they're scared to give him that kind of thing. So what are they going to do? Lean on Tyler Algier?
Yeah, I mean, you know, or Cordarrelle Patterson.
Cordarrelle going late in drafts. I've grabbed me some Cordarrelle like way down there a couple times this in these mock drafts we've been doing.
I just think with the news, I'm like, you know, I'd rather take a risk on Algier in a late round where it's not going to destroy my team versus, you know, if something happens and he really is on third on the depth chart, you know, you've got him that far in the or that early in the draft and it really destroys your team.
Yes, sir. And you're on the clock, buddy. You're on the clock.
I sure am.
It's interesting, but Travis Kelce in the second round. Honestly, I'm really interested to see if that's going to make Cordarrelle Patterson's IDP raise or what. I guess we're going to find out pretty soon here, huh?
Yeah, definitely. And it might not, you know, but Tyler Algier maybe even get bumped up a few notches. Who knows, you know? It's an interesting thing. I think it's a shell shock for the fantasy world, no doubt.
Let's see. Kelce in the second. We've been seeing him go in the first, no matter super flex, PPR, half PPR, all of them. So it's good to see this guy popping in the second round. Trey goes Jalen Hurts, then Amon-Ra. Tell me, what are you thinking here, buddy?
I'm thinking those are my dudes, bro. I'm so excited to watch these guys play, and they're going to be incredible. And, you know, like I say, you want good guys on your team, but you also want guys that you're going to want to watch. And these two guys I'm going to watch all the time. I'm going to love them in the end zone, and I'm going to love them on my team. I'm excited at the start of this team.
Yeah, you know, you go out there, you give 110%, you play good, you want to play good. I think we played pretty good tonight. In the comments, name that movie. I bet nobody gets it.
I got no clue.
Yeah, it just felt right in the moment, buddy. It just felt right. But let's take a look at the big board here. Deshaun Watson in the third round, Tony Pollard. Trey goes Derrick Henry. I like it, Trey. Go get you a quarterback, get you a wide receiver, then grab you a running back. I like
That's it. That's how I move.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Get you a good player in like each position. It makes sense. It makes sense. Garrett Wilson goes, then Jalen Waddle. Sam is on the clock. I don't know, buddy. I saw Nick Chubb sitting out there, and it looked pretty juicy in the second round. So Trevor Lawrence, Nick Chubb, I think it's a pretty good start to my team. What do you think?
Look, man, we both have Nick Chubb number one on our fantasy running back list. So if Nick Chubb's out there and we don't have a running back and we're not taking him, then we're doing something wrong.
I like it. I like
Guess
it.
What? Derrick Henry was number two on my list. If you want to see the rest of our list, go check out our running back video. But guess what? Nick Chubb's off the board. I'm looking at running backs. Derrick Henry's there. That's my number two. That's who I grabbed. You know what I mean?
Yes, consistency. Yes, sir. Gotta love that consistency. But I'm on the clock now, and I'm thinking another running back is going to just feel just right on this team, buddy.
Wouldn't you know.
But I got to – I don't know. Maybe I should go ahead and grab my second quarterback. Trevor Lawrence, maybe a little Tua Tagovailoa.
Okay. A little Tagovailoa. I like it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Making sure, you know, if you don't have one of the most elite quarterbacks, to go ahead and grab your backup early so you can kind of have somebody to balance out your quarterback slot. I like it.
Absolutely. But maybe a decent running back will still be sitting there. The guy I was looking at, I think, will still be there when it comes back around to me. But you never really know how these things are going to shake out, buddy.
Exactly. And I know exactly who you're looking at, but we'll see when we get there.
You think so, huh?
I sure do. But you know, we got people in the draft in the chat, so I'll hang on to that little memory there for just a little second.
Taking a look at the big board, the start of the fourth round, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, man.
Third round. I like it.
He is climbing, bro. He is constantly climbing. You hear where he called that play in the Hall of Fame game? He was like, on the mics, you know, he's calling the play. He was like, throw it up to Malik. And boom, they throw a deep pass, and boom, Malik catches it. And they're like, everybody's slapping him on the back. And they're like, great call, Aaron. Great call.
Oh, they're kissing his ass over there in New York. They're like, we love you. Just like they were kissing Brady's ass in Tampa. I can live with it.
You have to, man. I mean, he's supposed to be the future of your team, you know, for the next couple years anyway.
What about old Eric Bieniemy over there for the Washington Commanders? He's getting a little crazy, a little aggressive with the players, I've heard, man, and they're kind of a little bit shaken about it. Have you heard that?
No, I haven't actually heard that. That's interesting. Kind of like what was happening with the Jacksonville Jaguars or what?
Well, Ron Rivera is giving him like total control of the offense and stuff like that. So he's just kind of doing what he does. He comes from Kansas City. He comes from that place. And I mean, that's how they do things over there.
And exactly who I expected you to pick. He did fall to you. You were good in waiting. Jahmyr Gibbs, baby. Let's go.
And I got me a decent quarterback. And Jahmyr Gibbs, all reports out of camp are that it's going to be a two-headed monster with David Montgomery. I think he's going to be a part of that, the head of the monster that's running out and catching passes. So I think Jahmyr Gibbs is a great addition to my fantasy roster, buddy.
Very much so. I really wasn't expecting him to fall to you, but Calvin Ridley, Keenan Allen, Devonta Smith, all wide receivers go off the board. That's like the theme of this year. You know, running backs are falling, and you're getting major value on some of these good running backs. That's why I like grabbing me a big wide receiver early, because I know I'm still going to have a couple guys a little later.
Yes, sir. They're falling, and I'm going to eat them bad boys up.
All right, follow Jahmyr Gibbs, T. Higgins goes, Daniel Jones, Kirk Cousins, DK Metcalf, and TJ Hawkinson. Okay, can we risk it? I think we can wait on a quarterback. Looking at the running backs here, looking at the wide receivers, I'm not too excited about some of these running backs at the top, but there's a guy on the wide receiver list that I've been rising on constantly, and that is top 10 quarterback, and I think half PPR last year, or wide receiver, Amari Cooper, baby. Let's go.
Oh,
you suck.
You know I love me some Amari Cooper, buddy. I wanted me to grab me some of him, man, but I get it. Amari Cooper. What? What's going on?
I'm just hoping the quarterback that I want doesn't come off the board.
Let me see if I can figure it out. Don't pick him yet. Yeah, I know who you're getting. Definitely know who you're getting. But I'm not going to call it out because the guy's in the chat.
Well, you know, the guy that's waiting to pick, he's got two quarterbacks, and he doesn't take him. So let me go ahead and get three pancakes. Call it a stack.
Jared
Goff. Let's go.
I knew it, bro. I knew that's where you're going.
Hey, look, give me that Amon-Ra Goff stack, bro. I want it all day.
I like it. That's a good stack to have, baby. I like it. Let's see. The start of the fifth round, Joe Mixon. I like the Aaron Jones and Joe Mixon back-to-back.
Super solid.
TJ Clue over there. Doing big things. I like it. Guys, don't forget to like this video for us. Subscribe to the channel if you are not already. This is the 100th episode, and I am loving it. We got a Jalen Waddle jersey that we're going to give away today. And if you are in the comments, we're going to put your name on the list. Go ahead and put pop a comment up there. We're going to put some, grab some randos there and get you in the list for the Jalen Waddle signed jersey.
Let's do it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Great. Gino goes right after him. He was a guy that I thought maybe you were looking at, but then I saw Jared Goff sitting there and I'm like, no, that's his guy right
there. And I was looking at Gino, but I got Amon-Ra and I love me a good stack. And the Jared Goff Amon-Ra stack, I really think it, you know, it, of course the floor is low for these guys. But the ceiling is through the roof. I mean, these are the guys that could literally put up so many points that just the two of them can win you an entire week together because of how intense the offense is. Detroit.
Absolutely. So I'm on the clock here. I've got Trevor Lawrence, Nick Chubb, Tua Tagovailoa, Jahmyr Gibbs, and my gut is saying go running back here, but my heart is saying Deebo Samuel needs to go on my team.
Hey, he's a running back at heart anyway, so
that's
there you go.
Right. That's right, baby. I love it. What are you thinking about D-Hop, Trey? Can we trust D-Hop? He's going in the fifth round, around there, fourth and some. What do you think? Can we trust D-Hop this year?
Look, I'm trusting him in the fifth round for sure. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, take him too early, but in the fifth round, I think that's value on D-Hop. I mean, this dude's a great wide receiver. He's going to a team that is desperate, need help for wide receiver. They've got Burks on the other side. He's going to pull some traction. I know D-Hop's going to get a lot of double coverage, but Burks is going to show up and show out, and he's going to pull some traction off D-Hop, and D-Hop is going to thrive in that.
Yeah, I like it. The thing that scares me is they say the Titans is where old receivers go to die. Do we get a Julio Jones type season out of him, or you think we get the old D-Hop that we know and love?
I think it's back to the old D-Hop ways. I don't think we get no Julio Jones type season.
Fingers crossed, baby. Fingers crossed, because I love D-Hop. He's always been solid. I've had him years past plenty of times, and he's always done me good.
Let's see. You go Deebo, Kenneth Walker goes, Russell Wilson, J.K. Dobbins, and Christian Watson on the turn. You know, a lot of people are big on Christian Watson. I think you had him in your top 10. That video comes out Friday on wide receiver. So if you want to check out, that's a little bit of a spoiler.
No, it's not, because I didn't have him in my top 10.
Okay, that was it's the other guy.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, look, I don't know why, but they're both their last name start with a W, and they, you know, they kind of have a lot of similar things in common being with Aaron Rodgers. I do get those guys confused a lot.
Yeah. No, all good, buddy. All good. Ooh, I go.
You monster.
Who?
You.
Wait, you thought Damian Pierce was going to make it all the way back to you?
I surely hoped.
Well, not today.
Because he was down that list just a little bit.
Yeah, not today. Damian, Jahmyr Gibbs, Nick Chubb. My running back group is solid. Trevor Lawrence and Tua. I love my quarterbacks. Woo, this is a good one, man. We might have to make this an actual league.
All these running backs I'm looking at just steadily flying off the list, but that's okay. We got Derrick Henry to carry us.
Miles Sanders, you were looking at him, because I was too.
I was, yeah. It was Damian Pierce, and then it was Miles Sanders. Both the dudes is off the list, so we'll have to see how this plays out here.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How do you feel about Drake London this year? I mean, he's going in the sixth round in this draft. I mean, what are your thoughts here on a team that all we can talk about is their running backs?
That's the problem. That's exactly the problem. That's what scares me, is all we're talking about is the running backs in Atlanta. And you are on the clock, buddy, just so you know. But all we can talk about is the running backs. And if we're not talking about the running backs, we're talking about Desmond Ridder, who is what? Hasn't been proven as a thrower of the football. So that's why you're seeing Drake London's IDP drop, ADP drop. I don't know, buddy. I mean, I guess if he's there and I need a guy, I'll grab him, but I'm not going out of my way to get Drake London or reaching for him.
Look, I know he's a great wide receiver, but, you know, we got to know, can his quarterback get him the ball? And on top of that, is the team going to even throw it? Like, they've got the running back power where they don't have to throw it much. Let's see here.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. But it's just, you know, and Desmond Ridder might get out there, tear it up, and Drake London could have a career year, you know? I mean, I just don't know if I'm willing to risk it yet on him, even though he is my type of wide receiver generally.
Right. And that's the thing, is I love Drake London. I love watching him play, and I love the kind of athlete he is, but it just scares me with the way this team works.
Yes. Yep. And real quick, I got to give a shout out to one of our fans. Shout out to Landon and Macy. Your mom says she loves you. Come and check out the Fourth and Flex. Your mom loves you, man.
Shout out. Back to the board. Just want to take a look here. A bunch of guys are going off here. After Miles Sanders goes Terry McLaurin, Cam Akers, a slew of running backs. Alexander Mattison. I take Rashad White, who I'm climbing on here recently. Alvin Kamara goes, James Conner, and then on the turn there, Derek Carr, Kyle Pitts. I grab me some George Kittle, secure me a solid tight end. DeAndre Swift, Mike Williams, Godwin, Waller, Ayuk, and Kirk go back-to-back, just like Drake said. Who do you like here more, Ayuk or Kirk? Who would you rather have if – well, you took Kirk, but if Ayuk was there, would you take Ayuk over Kirk, or would you still take Kirk?
Oh, that's a tough one. I probably would have took Kirk just because of how high I am on him. But honestly, Ayuk might have been the call. I mean, we've seen Brock Purdy get in there and feed Ayuk last year. So Ayuk is probably the call. But my heart says go Christian Kirk just because I know what his ceiling can be, you know?
Yeah, man, and look, you got the stack with Trevor Lawrence. So, I mean, that's always a good tiebreaker for me. If I'm torn between two wide receivers, I look at my quarterback. So I like it.
Yes, sir. Stack it up, baby. Stack it up. Well, we're getting into the eighth round here. As soon as Timmy makes his pick, Jordan Love, we're into the eighth round. Looking at the board, buddy, what teams stand out to you here?
Yeah, TJ Clue for starters. I mean, this team scares me to death. You know, obviously they took a little suffrage at quarterback, but still got Deshaun Watson and Derek Carr, who are both guys that have a high ceiling. They just have a lower floor. But he's got Justin Jefferson, Devontae Adams, Aaron Jones, Joe Mixon, and James Conner. I mean, James Conner, I don't care for it, but as my RB3, sure, all day.
For sure. Yeah, it's a great team going on. Jefferson, Devontae, the quarterbacks, I mean, could be solid. He's got Carr, he's got Watson, so that could be a winning combination. We just don't know yet, and that kind of scares me, but I like it. I like the way it's shaping out too, buddy.
No doubt, especially drafting from the one spot, which puts so much pressure on a fantasy player.
It really does. It really does. Let me take a look here. I really like Big Z's team, just the wide receivers, at least. I mean, right now he's going to have to try to find some running back depth, some good guys. Hopefully he can find that there. But those wide receivers I really love. And, of course, Joe Burrow there is awesome.
Yeah, he's definitely kind of doing that zero RB style team, and it's looking out good. I mean, Cam Akers, you know, obviously is not the greatest running back, but he has a high ceiling if he can actually step up and do what he's supposed to do. And that's what you have to do when you're taking all those wide receivers first, is you got to grab these guys who are going to surprise people. You got to take risk on some of these running backs. And I think Cam Akers, if I'm doing that kind of style, is one of those guys I'm willing to take a risk on in the later rounds.
See, and maybe that's why I like it so much, is because it's something I would never do, you know. I just couldn't imagine just relying on wide receivers. I know that's a big theme this year, but it's just not the way I go, you know.
And look, and then he grabs Isaiah Pacheco, another guy that has the potential to score, and he's in the eighth round, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I like it. You're on the clock, buddy. And of course you take your guy, Treylon Burks, just the guy you were talking about a few minutes
ago. Had a dream about him last night. Crazy enough.
Oh, really? I got to hear this. Bring it on.
So his wife now, is my, cousin through marriage basically. And, she actually called me and asked me to DoorDash them some food, like bring them some McDonald's to their house. And I show up and he opens the door and he's like, "Hey man, appreciate you so much for the food. Just come in, you know, kick back. Let's hang out, you know, because, you got us the food here and everything like that. So we're going to have a good time." Hold on. I'm on the clock.
Oh, come on. You can't leave me on a freaking like a on air like
that. Oh, I got Jordan Addison. Okay. Anyway, let me turn off this auto pick real quick. So he pulls me in. He's like, "Yeah, man, you know, we got all this stuff going on." He's got people all over. They're having a big party. There's fireworks off the back porch. It's on a big river. I've never been to his house, by the way. but he's got this massive back porch. Everybody's having a good time. Fireworks shooting off. There's a big lake everybody's looking out on. And he's all like, "You know, I really appreciate everything you've done for me. And all I did was bring a McDonald's, you know." But I'm like, "Hey, man, you know, no problem, whatever, you know." And then I look over and I see somebody at this party stealing some of his stuff. And I'm like, "Hey, bro, dude's stealing your stuff. Like, what do you want me to do?" And he's like, "Hey, man," he's like, "you're a real one. Like, I appreciate it." And we, he got two other guys. We kicked that dude out. We partied all night, man. It was great.
And not once did you say, "Hey, man, why don't you come on the podcast? Come on now."
Nah, man, got to be humble. You know, got to be humble.
Not even in his dreams does he look out for. No, I'm just kidding. That's awesome. That's awesome.
But look, I got auto-drafted Jordan Addison. I'm not upset at all. If anybody on Minnesota, if I don't have Justin Jefferson, I want Jordan Addison. I mean, this team lost Dalvin Cook. They lost Thielen. This dude's going to step into a two slot. I don't think Osborne is going to come in that spot. Jordan Addison's going to come in as a rookie. And, you know, we got to see what happens with this dude. And that's why you're getting value in the ninth round if he does produce.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I really like the way my team is shaping up here, buddy.
I like how you're kind of doing, taking a little bit out of my book with the running back, receiver, running back, receiver, running back, receiver. I like that.
Oh, that's your book that I was taking it from. Oh, okay. My bad.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I didn't realize I was stealing that from you. Yeah.
That's in my little page of notes.
Oh, yeah. Please do explain what the benefit of that is.
It's just value and equal rights to running backs and wide receivers. You know what I'm saying? You gotta really spread the love.
For sure. For sure. Yeah. I mean, I'm just, you know, I've been noticing a lot in drafts that I've been doing that. Yeah. My running backs have been completely on point, but I've really been suffering in my wide receivers, which generally is something I deal with and usually have pretty good luck with, but I'm just trying to try something a little different here and see how it works out for me.
I feel you. I feel you.
Gabriel Davis goes, Evan Ingram, Njoku. I like it. I like it. What are you thinking about Gabriel Davis this year, buddy?
Yeah, man. He's just one of those guys. You know, I want him in the late rounds. If I've got him, I'm not reaching for him at all. You know, he's got the high ceiling, but man, he can have a 0 point game. No problem. And that's what scares me. You know, his floor is 0 points and his ceiling is 5 touchdowns. So that volatility, you know, what do you want with that on your team? You need to have some solid guys around him for sure.
For sure. For sure. And Coach Hugh Jackson in the chat says David Njoku is going to be a top 10 tight end, which I guess it wouldn't be that hard, right?
No, definitely not. I mean, this dude's a monster. I've talked about him for years. He had kind of a little falling off there with Deshaun Watson coming back, but maybe after through the practice and everything like that, he's going to step it up. I mean, I love him as a player. I love Njoku.
For sure. For sure. Yeah. I mean, you've always loved some Njoku. You probably started him a few times and did you really well. And that's how we end up falling in love with some of these players. You know, they do something really good for us and we love them. Just like you hate Kyle Pitts because he's done nothing for you ever.
Right. But on top of that, let me take my pick and go into further detail.
Okay. On top of that. Ooh, grab me some Tyler Allgeier, just in case, okay?
Just in case, got me some P. Ryan. I know I hear some things about Williams, you know, being at practice and everything like that and being ready for the season to start, but an ACL tear means that your season is not going to be fully loaded. P. Ryan is going to get that work, and so I'm going to get some depth there. Okay. But back to my Njoku talk. This dude's a big hoss kind of player. You know, that's one thing I like about him is he runs through players like a running back. I mean, he's a big, scary dude, and I love to see those guys just manhandle people on the field when they catch the ball. That's the kind of player I like, and that's Njoku.
Okay, okay. I finally picked up my tight end, and I grabbed me some Dalton Schultz, which I've actually been hearing a lot of negative stuff about lately, probably because of the rookie quarterback over there, if I had to guess. But some people have been saying bad things about old Schultzy. What do you think?
Hey, look, man, I like Schultz a lot, especially at the value in the 10th round. I mean, this dude was a monster for the Cowboys, and they had receivers to throw to. You know, C.J. Stroud, he's a rookie guy. He's going to come in there, and he's going to check it down. And I know he's going to check it to Damian Pierce, but I think he's also going to check it to Dalton Schultz because Dalton Schultz is going to be that guy that's going to get the first down for you. He's going to get that short yardage touchdown for you. I think he's going to get a lot of end zone targets. I like Dalton Schultz.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I love me some Schultzy as well. Love it as well. Let's take a look at the board at the start of the 11th round. Cole Kmet, Brandon Cooks, Tyler Allgeier, Jamal Williams, Charbonnet, Howell, Sham Howell, Shane Foreman, and oh crap, I'm on the clock. So I can tell you exactly who the next person on the list is going to be. Damian Harris.
Okay, okay, okay.
I'm just saying, I think Damian Harris is, I kind of maybe probably shouldn't have taken James Cook, God, and Damian Harris. Now that I look at it, it was kind of a, grab real quick. But hey, it's for depth. So one of these guys are going to be on the Bills, and one of these guys are going to, you know, one of these guys are going to run the ball and make some points.
Definitely. And that's a quick little swap. And, you know, it's an 11th round, so it's not like it's going to hurt your team terribly. And if it just so happens that Damian Harris takes over that role, like we know he can do, you got value.
That's right, baby. Value. It's what we love. That inconsistency, like we said.
That's right, baby. So after Damian Harris goes Sky Moore, Greg Dulcich, Rashad Bateman, and Courtland Sutton on the turn. If you're watching this 12-man spot, he's doing a lot of back-to-backs. You know, he grabbed him some Eckler and Robinson. Then he hit him with some Love and Murray, some Ingram and Njoku, some Bateman and Sutton. You know, he's just trying to fill in his slots. And it's working out for him, I think, to a certain extent. I can dig it.
Yeah, who are you talking about exactly?
12-team Timmy.
Oh, Timmy over there. Okay, yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, filling out those slots. Yeah, for sure. You know what I was just thinking about here with Big Z's team? Zach Charbonnet might be a great grab, buddy, because what we've been hearing about Kenneth Walker, hopefully he gets back on the field, because I really like Kenneth Walker. But, you know, it's a little confusing because what they said, Charbonnet was out indefinitely and Kenneth Walker is out, but he was better, right? He was going to get better. But now Charbonnet's back at practice and Kenneth Walker is still out. Please explain that to me.
Yeah, you know, it was weird. Like I said, you know, they said Charbonnet's out indefinitely and definitely just happened to be a week. And he's back in practice and Kenneth Walker's still hurt. But like they said, Kenneth Walker is just a couple weeks out on being recovered and we're a couple weeks out on the season. So mm-hmm. I'm still leaning Kenneth Walker when it comes down to draft time.
Okay. And you're on the clock. You got 10 seconds left, buddy, when it comes down to draft.
Let me get me a wide receiver here.
Uh-huh. So right now, we're in the 12th round, so we're just trying to get some depth, some dart throws, some people that we think may help our team. You know, maybe some guys we can drop later if we need to. Just filling out our team here. Trey, if you had to explain the difference in Superflex and, you know, just your regular standard league, what do you think, buddy? What do you like more?
I'd say I like that quarterbacks matter. You know, in a lot of these single quarterback leagues, these quarterbacks kind of, you know, unless you grab one of these super elite guys, they almost kind of average out throughout the teams. You know, I mean, a couple points here, a couple points there. But when you got two different quarterbacks to work with and people are looking deep when they start getting in injuries and you got to play some crazy quarterbacks with a low floor but a high ceiling, and you start, like, you know, watching that game and your second, your super flex quarterback who no one expected to come out, somebody like a Justin Fields last year, and he takes off for 80 yards. I mean, that kind of energy, you don't have that in single quarterback leagues.
Yes, sir. And I just want to point out that I was on that Justin Fields train before he started, you know, being considered a top 10 quarterback. You can vouch for that.
Definitely. I'm still not on it, but I like what he did.
Yeah. I liked what he did, too, because I rode that boy to the fantasy championship.
Right. And as always, you grab me some Nico Collins there in the 13th round. Tell us a little bit how you feel about Nico.
I mean, listen, Nico Collins, he's got great hands. Yeah, he's got a rookie quarterback. It's the same thing we were talking about with Dalton Schultz. But this guy is being slept on like crazy. Look, Brandon Cooks went to the Cowboys. Nico Collins is all they have, man. He's a number one wide receiver on a team with, you know, there's like a quarterback competition technically going on. But we know C.J. Stroud's going to get in there. And even if it was Davis Mills, either way, you're getting a number one wide receiver in the 13th round. Come on, give me some Nico Collins all day. And I probably could have waited, just saying, another round to got him, but I want to make sure I got a piece of the action.
Hey, that's what you got to do, man, because just because you're on Nico Collins don't mean nobody else in your draft is. You know, some of these guys that are low in ADP, you got to reach for them a little bit if you want them on your team, because there's other guys that are higher on them than average ADP.
For sure. And I got to say, I went ahead and grabbed my third quarterback here. So honestly, normally in this position, Baker Mayfield is my guy. I know that doesn't sound good coming off my lips, but he is, you know, the Bucs quarterback. Or is he? Taking a look at the depth chart today, it's listed Baker Mayfield or Kyle Trask. Now, listen, I've never seen a depth chart that said or on it. So that scares me, and that's why I'm just going to wait on the old Baker Mayfield stuff.
Hey, I get it, man. I get it completely. I think that is all just media and hype and hoopla, and they're just trying to get a rise out of the fans. And I was going to take Baker here. But he goes off the board. And so that's going to leave me with not much at a third quarterback spot. No. Okay, let's see.
Well, let's see. What about old Heinicke? Heinicke or Bailey Zappi could be the starter. Who knows?
Give me some Desmond Ridder, baby. Got to do it. Probably dropping him pretty quickly. But, you know, you got to have some insurance in a super flex, man. If one of your quarterbacks goes down, you've got to find somebody else. Obviously, I'm expecting here in this situation, maybe a Will Levis kind of taking the role. And I'm grabbing it up as early as possible. Mm-hmm. And then your Ryan Tannehill is out.
Yeah, I just went ahead and grabbed him. Now we got our kickers and defense coming up here. This is the part where people tend to look away, as they say. But me and Trey, we still go with some defense and kicker because it's a team. We're managing this football, okay, fantasy football team, and you got to have a kicker and a defense to do it, right, buddy?
Exactly. You cannot win games without a defense. You cannot win games without a kicker.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you can, but you're going to struggle.
All right. Now, here's a really serious question, buddy. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. I guess who goes first, the kicker or the defense? What do you get first?
Look, in my opinion, you know, unless I've got like Justin Tucker on the board there, I'm going defense. You know, a lot of these kickers, it's going to be volatile every week. I like to stream kickers based on, you know, the weather and the domes versus not domes. You know, I really look into details on my kickers and I tend to stream them often. If I have the opportunity to grab one of these super strong defenses to ride out, at least for the first couple weeks until I can figure out who's really pushing on defense, I'm going to do that first.
Okay. I like it. Now, looking at the board here, I'm going to grab my defense. And I remember something you said in an episode. If I'm Bandy here, I'm just going to grab the Bills defense and roll on. So I didn't get the Bills defense just because you said that. So I'm going to grab the Jets defense.
Hey, there you go. Jets got some work on the defense, man.
That's right. Facebook user says, hello with a heart.
Hello.
Hello, Facebook user. Please put your name in the comments so we know who you are. I love it. let's see, buddy. Got my kicker. I got my defense. I guess I'm going to get my kicker. I'll go with Jake Elliott. Why not?
Eagles.
The Eagles, they got a harder schedule. I could see them getting into field goal range quite often. Jake Elliott comes in, kicks them field goals, baby.
No doubt. You know, Young Ho Koo goes off the board there. Tyler Bass at the turn. Tyler Bass is one of those kickers I like to grab, man. I just don't know why, but I just feel solid about a Bills kicker for some reason. Yeah. I mean, you know they're going to put some points on the board. And in the Bills, you know, there's bad weather there sometimes. And so that's why I kind of will go towards Kansas City, a Butker or something like that. Those are my two guys last year I had. And when it went into the playoffs time, I mean, I literally had both of them on my bench. And you might think that's crazy to have two kickers on your bench. But when they're putting up as much points as those guys are, and based on the weather, I was really focused in on those playoffs.
Ooh, wasted roster spot, my guy.
And it is not a... Oh, I'm not on the board yet. Hold on, I gotta wait on that just in case.
He's about to talk some crap, weren't you?
And there... What... Whoever this is sniping me, bro. I was going to say it's not a fourth and flex draft if Dicker the Kicker doesn't get on one of our teams. Well, he didn't.
That's Yo Man Joe, I believe. Yeah, that's old Yo Man Joe. That's Job 561 and on YouTube.
Got snipe, baby. That's all right.
It's not a fourth and flex draft until Dicker the Kicker gets hit. I like it. But that's the draft, baby. The draft board is full. I'm going to take this opportunity to remind you again, if you are watching on YouTube, please, guys, don't forget to hit the like button for us. Subscribe to the channel because we're giving away a Jalen Waddle signed jersey right here on this show. All you got to do is comment, put a comment in there, and you could be entered. We're going to pick three commenters to put on the list, and we're going to give that Jalen Waddle jersey away right before the season starts September 7th. So get some comments down there, and we'll get your name on the list for that signed jersey.
No doubt, no doubt.
And then don't forget to turn the notification bell on so you don't miss us calling your name out for the win. Just throwing that part out there.
Right. Got to be subscribed. Got to hit that notification bell, because when we go live with that giveaway show when the season starts, you're going to want to be there, because you can obviously get your name back on the list when you get in that comment section.
Exactly. Get you another entry. Okay, buddy, it is time. What do you think? Have we made it to the point in the offseason where we can actually start putting grades on these bad boys?
I think so. I mean, you know, obviously they're not going to be super official, but I think they'll be good enough to put out there.
Okay, then let's get it going, baby. Let's go. Let's start with TJ Clue's team. Started off with old Justin Jefferson, Davante Adams, Deshaun Watson, getting some running backs, Aaron Jones, Joe Mixon, James Conner, Derek Carr, Jackson Smith and Jigba, Pickens, Flowers, Kmet, Hunt, Patterson down there. We were talking about Patterson's IDP. There he is. Still went in the 13th round, so that's interesting. And then you took Algier pretty late too, so that's something also to keep in mind. I don't think the Bijan stuff is scaring anyone.
Good, because if it does happen to be a problem, then we're still getting value in the 11th and 13th.
No doubt. But yeah, I'm taking a look at this team. I love the running backs. I love Aaron Jones, Mixon, Connor. I think is a great third guy, maybe a flex spot, just depending on how your wide receivers are doing. I mean, as we always say, you know, drafting at the one is harder, at least for me. I always have a harder time drafting at the one. And I think TJ Clue did a great job with this draft.
Definitely, man. You know, looking at this team, you know, you got Justin Jefferson and Davante Adams on your team. So it's like, okay, so you got two super strong wide receivers, top 10 in my book. So his running backs must have suffered, right? Aaron Jones, Joe Mixon, James Conner. Okay, so then his quarterback suffered. Well, maybe a little bit, but he got two quarterbacks that have a super high ceiling. Derek Carr can throw for a million yards if he wants to. Deshaun Watson, you know, obviously we've seen years where he has been super elite. Can he get back to that is the question. But these are the kind of guys you're grabbing whenever you're risking that with taking Jay Jettas on first your first pick. And I think they were good grabs at quarterback, man. I really like this team a lot. If I had to rate this team, you know, I hate to do it, but you know, it's our first draft and first grade. I've got to give it an A-.
Ooh, TJ Clue getting the first A of the offseason. I like a B+ on this. I like for the same reasons, everything you said, but the quarterback position, I don't know if Deshaun Watson is going to take that step up, but, if he does, that could be great. And same thing with Derek Carr. In a super flex league, your quarterbacks are super, super important here. And, normally I want to get some guys that I'm almost positive are going to be solid, barring injury, of course. So that's why I'm going with the B+.
And I just want to say, for his wide receiver three, he has Smith and Jigba, George Pickens, or Zay Flowers. Couple rookies and a second year who is shining in camp. So he's going to have options to fill that spot. And one of these guys is going to take off, I guarantee it.
Yes, sir. And there's TJ Clue right there. Trent says, flexing on him. It was fun, boys. Yes, sir. Heck yeah, buddy. You did good, buddy. Did good in that spot. Definitely, and Job definitely has something to tell you, Trey. He's sorry about taking your picks.
Hey, no problem, dog. You know you're going to get sniped when you got a good mentality on who to pick.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Let's move to the next team, though, here. Start off with old Patrick Mahomes, CeeDee Lamb, Pollard, Richardson, Najee Harris, Kamara, Pitts, Dalvin Cook. Didn't get another wide receiver until the 9th round. Got Marquise Brown, Kadarius Toney, Brandon Cooks, Odell Beckham. What are you thinking, buddy?
Man, I like the team, but it's very risky towards the later rounds. I mean, Mahomes is solid. CeeDee Lamb is solid. Toney Pollard is definitely a solid running back. And Najee Harris there scares me a little bit, but not that much. Anthony Richardson as your backup quarterback. You've got Mahomes, so I like it, taking a risk on the second quarterback. But You know, Dalvin Cook doesn't have a team. I hate Kyle Pitts. Kamara suspended for 3 weeks. And then you grab these, you know, getting these late round wide receivers. You did get good receivers to take risks on. I mean, Marquise Brown's going to be the one on his team. Tony is going to be the one on his team as long as he can, you know, stay on the field. Got several Cowboys on this team. That's one thing that does worry me. It's a little Cowboy heavy in my opinion. But I mean, I don't hate this team. I just don't, it's not really a team I would draft.
I mean, you got to look at the top there. Look, Mahomes, CeeDee Lamb, Pollard. That's something I think that's very important in a fantasy team is to have at least one guy that you can 100% count on in each, you know, of your main positions, you know, besides tight end, obviously, because Pitts, I don't think is somebody you can count on. But I just love the start there, hitting that quarterback, wide receiver, running back, and getting solid guys. And I like Najee also. And Richardson could be something special, too. And if you got two quarterbacks, starting franchise guys that are leading the charge for your team, then you're going to do big things. That being said, I think I would go B minus on this team. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm leaning B minus as well. That's where I was leaning before you said it. I think this team could be amazing. It just has some iffy spots for me, but I like the team overall.
For sure, for sure. And Big Z says, thanks for drafting, fellas. It was fun. Zero RB for the W. Zero RB for the W. That's right here. This is homeboy right here, Big Z. Mm-hmm. That's yes, it. Sir. We're going to get to you, though. We're going to get to you. It's that, buddy. Anytime, man. If on Sleeper, send me a friend request, man. We'll invite you to more of these drafts if you're interested. We ain't got a lot of time left, though. The season is rapidly approaching. We got a preseason game the other day. So send me a friend request on Sleeper if you want to be included in some more of these drafts.
For sure, for sure.
But let's move on to this next guy's team. This team just looks terrible. I mean, just starting off, Jalen Hurts, Amon-Ra. Who are these people? I've never even heard of them. No, I'm just kidding. Jalen Hurts, Amon-Ra, Derrick Henry, Amari Cooper, Jared Goff, Rashad White, Kittle, Burks, Addison, Pirine, Algier, McKinnon. I got to say, just like I said with about the previous team, you got four. You hit it, though. A good guy that you can count on in each position. You got a good quarterback, a good wide receiver, a stacked running back, and then you got Kittle as your tight end, which I love. My issue with this team, and I think you know what I'm going to say here, is the running backs. You got Derrick Henry, you got Rashad White, which could be a good call. He might be, he's going to be the wide running back one on his team. But, you know, Pirine, Algier, McKinnon, your running back room scares me, but at least you got some guys to pick from. You can use your wide receivers in your flex spots there. I mean, I like everything else about this team, though, for sure.
Yeah, and that's exactly why in the 10th, 11th, and 12th round, I started grabbing running backs just because I knew I was suffering a little bit at the running back slot. I still think Derrick Henry is two running backs and a player. But Rashad White, I really think he's going to step up and get a lot of volume this year. But I wanted to make sure just to secure that depth there. That's why I grabbed Pirine, Algier, and McKinnon, all guys who could have an amazing season and are going to get a little bit of work regardless. So they're not, I don't think any of these guys are putting up goose eggs outside of maybe Algier. But with this new news, I mean, it just moves Algier up just a little bit more in my book.
I mean, it's definitely a possibility. It's definitely going to be interesting. Now, if I had to get a grade on this team, I'm going to give you a solid B, just right there, B. I mean, yeah, maybe a B plus. No, I'm going to stick with the B. I'm going to go B here. I like B for your team.
Yeah, you know, I would totally give it a B too, but I love a lot of these guys. This is like a fan favorite type team for me, so I'm going to have to go A for myself.
Okay. Makes sense, buddy. Makes sense. I'm going to go ahead and skip to my team and say I got an A too, just so you know.
Yeah, we all saw that coming.
Every year, baby, every year. Let's get to Job's team. This is Yo Man Joe, usually joining us, watching us on Twitch, but he come over to the YouTube channel and drafted with us. We've been trying to get this guy in one of our drafts for a long time. I'm so glad we got you in there, buddy. Absolutely.
No doubt.
You want to go for it, Trey?
Yeah, so starting with his quarterbacks real quick, got Josh Allen and Geno Smith, both top 10 in my book, so love it. Wide receivers, A.J. Brown, Garrett Wilson, Michael Pittman, Michael Thomas. You know, not too much depth at the wide receiver, but I like the wide receivers he got. Michael Pittman scares me a little bit. Just with Indianapolis and how their situation is panning out. But a lot of people were high on Michael Pittman. I'm just scared because the 2 years that I've expected him to produce, he's shown signs but never fully committed. We're still waiting for that to happen. But you got Michael Thomas down there who, again, is one of those guys that we know he has produced, but can he get back to where he used to be? That is the question. And obviously, you know, wide receivers on the waiver are a simple fact. But other than that, what do you think about the running backs on this team?
I mean, I like him. I like Madison. I like DeAndre Swift, Khalil Herbert, Williams, all guys that I think are going to, you know, be solid. But the thing that is missing here is, I think, is a big workhorse. Mm-hmm. I mean, Madison is probably going to be that for you, probably. But maybe it just seems to me like Madison, they're going to try to do a, you know, have another guy backing him up, a third down back and all that. I just don't think Madison is going to be the guy that's going to a big third down or a big, you know, just guy to hold your team down. That's the only thing I see missing here. You know, I love Swift. I think they're going to use Swift a lot. And I think he's dropping and dropping. I mean, it seems like he's actually rose a little in the ADP since last we drafted. But and then Herbert, he is a big, solid guy. But I'm not sure if he's going to take the reins and be the guy over there. And that's what scares me, you know?
Yeah, man. And I agree with you, except for, I do think Alexander Madison will be the three down back. You know, these guys, he's filled that role for Dalvin Cook before. We know he can do it. I mean, he's like his twin out there on the field. The team just has to believe in him. I think they do. They got rid of Dalvin Cook. I know they saved money, but I don't think that's the only reason they did that.
Yeah, they wouldn't have done it if they didn't think they could at least put a little trust behind Madison. So maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. What do you think, buddy? Final grade on Joe's team.
I'm going to have to give this team a solid B, right there in the middle, not minus or plus, just a solid B overall, super solid team. Needs a little tweaking with the waiver, but other than that, this team is going to get you through the season.
I agree. A little tweaking on the waiver, I think, is makes sense there. Yeah, I'll go B minus just because I'm – running back is my thing. You know, it's harder for me to like a team that didn't take a running back to the sixth round. You know what I mean? But I'm trying.
I feel you. But actually, I'm going to have to change my grade and go B plus because I did forget he got him some Dicker the Kicker, and that's always a plus in my book.
Okay, getting that little plus for that little Dicker. I like it. Let's move on to the next team. That's old Big Z popping. He's in there in the comments. So I'm going to look at his quarterbacks here. He's got Joe Burrow, and then he got Kenny Pickett in the, ninth round. I love Joe Burrow, man. I mean, they say he's hurt, but I think he's going to be fine. He's going to get out there and do his thing. And then he just went on a run of wide receivers, a dirty, dirty run of wide receivers. Got him some Stephon Diggs, Jalen Waddle, DK Metcalf, Hopkins, and then a little Mike Williams down there just in case one of these guys ain't cutting it. I really love the wide receivers here, man. They're solid. What do you think, buddy?
Yeah, man. You know, obviously the wide receivers are solid. That's what happens when you do a no running back type draft. Running backs he's got: Cam Akers, Pacheco, Charbonnet, and Elijah Mitchell. These are the kind of guys that you want in a zero RB strategy. Guys that have, shown us that they have rough weeks, but have high ceilings. I mean, Cam Akers, we've seen games where he has performed tremendously. Isaiah Pacheco, he's on our Super Bowl team and he puts up numbers. Charbonnet's a rookie who's coming in, and with Kenneth Walker's injury, it's value. You know, when you do this zero RB strategy, you have to take value at running back, and Elijah Mitchell is perfectly there, who's going to get some work if he's healthy. And if Christian McCaffrey goes down and Elijah Mitchell can stay healthy, that's a league winning pick.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What do you think, buddy? Let's give old Big Z a big what? Big Z gets a big.
Big Z gets a big B minus in my book. I love the strategy. It scares me to death. It's hard for me to give a high grade on a team that goes late running backs, like you said. But this team is solid. This team probably makes the playoffs. It just scares me to death not getting me a solid workhorse running back.
For sure. It scares me too, buddy. If Cam Akers is your running back one, it definitely does. It scares me. Tommy popping in the comments. It wouldn't be the 100th episode without old Tommy T. Congratulations, boys. Keep up the great work and great advice.
Thank you, Tommy.
Yes, sir, Tommy. Appreciate you, buddy, man. Tommy's a real one. Been there since, what, day three?
Right.
Love that guy, man. Love him. Let's move to the next team, buddy. We got Santa Claus. What do you want to take it away from him, buddy?
Yeah, he's got Lamar Jackson and Kirk Cousins at QB, Saquon, Etienne, and Montgomery, running back, McLaurin, Godwin, Quentin Johnson, Elijah Moore, Juju, and Mark Andrews at tight end. This is one of those teams that I love. I love this team because it's boring. It's not exciting, but this team can get you to the playoffs under the rug. I mean, this is just one of those teams that nobody's talking about these players. Nobody's hyping these players up. And they're going to, outside of Lamar, but a lot of these guys are just, Terry McLaurin, Chris Godwin, these guys, nobody really cares about, but these guys are going to put up numbers and they're going to win you weeks, regardless of what people are saying about them.
Ooh, I like it, buddy. I like it. Yeah. It's a good team. Running back room. They got Barkley, ETN, David Montgomery, who's going to be a part of that two-headed monster with Jahmyr Gibbs in Detroit. I like it. I like the running back room. It looks like they're more of a wide receiver guy, and that's fine. They've got guys that can fill their flexes, fill their slots. And something I think we need to talk about is this whole Mark Andrews is going to outscore Travis Kelce. Have you heard about this?
I definitely have. I'll believe it when I see it type mentality is what I have, because Travis Kelce is not human. So it's hard to compare him to a human. When you got aliens, it's just one of those things. I'll never say a human's going to be the alien until I see it.
I am a human being, says Travis Kelce. Yeah. I like it. I like it. I don't know, buddy. I think Travis Kelce is starting to get a little older. Mark Andrews ain't getting any younger either. Don't get me wrong. I will be surprised if we get a tight end one finish from Travis Kelce this year.
It wouldn't surprise me because it's happened so many times. I'll be surprised if he's not in the top five.
Yeah, I would be surprised about that too. I just don't think he's the tight end one this year. Maybe the wide receiver one. we had that argument.
There you go. I mean, if he's not tight end one, who is?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Hockenson, maybe? I don't know.
Hey, oh. I'm just throwing my money where the bets have already been won. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know, but you got to be ahead of the curve when it comes to this fantasy football game, buddy.
I feel you. But Kelce, like I said, he's not human.
Fair enough.
Shout out to all his moon men.
Yeah, fair enough. So, anyways, what do you think? I like what you said about how it's a boring team, but it's guys that are going to score you points and get you to the fantasy championship, and guys that are going to be rising in ADP next year because of that. So, what do you think, buddy? Final grade on old Santa Claus.
Man, I hate to keep throwing out Bs, but this is a B-plus team in my book. It's not exciting enough to be an A, but this team could easily get you to the playoffs quietly, and you don't even got to flex on them. This team's just going to do what it does, and it's going to win.
Yeah, we need to give something out other than a B, but I it is hard to say otherwise. I'd have to agree with you. They've got skilled guys in each of the spots. If I had to say which part of their team was a little weaker, it would be the wide receivers, I guess, but they're still not that weak,
No, definitely. That's what I'm saying. Like, this team is solid. It just doesn't have a whole lot of weak spots. It doesn't have a lot of, incredible, exciting, super flaming spots, but it just doesn't have a lot of holes in it. I like it.
For sure. Let's move on to Coach Hugh Jackson's team. We've drafted with this man plenty of times, old Coach Hugh Jackson, and he actually sent me a picture, and apparently it is the real Coach Hugh Jackson. So that's interesting. That's something to keep your
let's eye go out shout there. Out Coach.
Yes, sir. Shout out Coach. Let's take a look at his team, starting with the quarterback. You got Justin Fields, Daniel Jones. Did they grab a third guy? Kyle Trask down there as their Mr. Irrelevant pick. He didn't even get a kicker or defense. He's like,
nah, he'll grab that when the season starts.
Yeah, which is good. I like that. But either way, you're going to have to drop some of these guys. I guess.
Right.
Before week one. So why not? anyway, so yeah, I like Justin Fields. Daniel Jones last year, you know, people were kind of sleeping on old DJ, but he sure hopped up and did some things that impressed a few people, especially for Superflex. Looking at the running backs, waited to the sixth round to grab a guy. And in the sixth round, they got Miles Sanders, which I love. Javonta Williams, which apparently he's back. You got Brian Robinson, who's also basically the running back one. I mean, that's a really pretty good strategy there. I mean, you waited the sixth round to get running backs, but you got value in your running backs, don't you think?
Yeah, this is one of those zero RB strategy type teams that I would actually like to have. You know, the other one, like I said, it just wasn't really my kind of look. But Miles Sanders, Javonte Williams, Brian Robinson, Devon Achain, I mean, Jalen Warren even down there just in case the Najee Harris thing goes down. You know, I really don't hate this team, man. They got Hill, Olave, and Jerry Jeudy, all high-flying, high-scoring wide receivers. Justin Fields on the ground, you know, like I said, that could go either way, but he is good at fantasy regardless if he's good at the actual sport. Daniel Jones, who put up numbers last year, and Darren Waller at tight end, who's one of my go-to tight end guys in the later rounds. Mm-hmm. You know, this team scares me a little bit with some of these guys, but, I mean, I don't know, man. It's hard not to give this team an A.
I know. I'm thinking A minus, honestly.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything is spread out so nicely. You got skilled players in each position. I think that's the best way to put it is what you just said. It's the zero RB strategy done correctly. Coach Hugh Jackson knows what he's doing over there, and I'd be pretty scared to have him in my league.
No doubt. No doubt.
This guy definitely knows his stuff. Yeah, I'm going A minus for sure.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Moving on to the next team here. Start off, it's Magnaliuzuen, something like that. But this guy is also another guy who's been in a few of our drafts before. So real quick, Travis Sumter popping in says, balanced AF. What's up, boys? What's up, Travis Sumter? We're going to see him at the Fantasy Football Expo later this week. Yeah.
So if y'all going to be there, come by the booth. Come see your boys at the 4th and Flex in person. Maybe play a little beer pong with us. You know, we're going to have a lot going on, giving away a lot of jerseys. Stop by and see us. Say what's up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's going to be dope over in Canton, Ohio, right next to the Football Hall of Fame. Come and see us at the Fantasy Football Expo. But anyways, let's go with the quarterbacks here. Justin Herbert, grab Brock Purdy in the ninth round, then CJ Stroud, just in case. That's pretty good little combo there. I think that's a pretty good little combo. Then got Kelsey in the second round. Their running backs, Jonathan Taylor, Breece Hall, Devonta Foreman. I mean, if you're just going to use your two running backs here, Jonathan Taylor, Breece Hall. Breece Hall is he's going to be ready for the start of the season, right?
Yeah, right. No, I think so. That's what it sounds like. I mean, he's going to be good to go and ready.
Yeah, what about Jonathan Taylor?
That's the problem. You see, he fell to the third round, and to me, that's still scary that we haven't heard anything recently. I mean, that's the biggest deal. I thought maybe a couple days, and it just kind of wave off and be like, oh, no big deal. Mm-hmm. But it's still like we still haven't really heard anything, so it does scare me to look at Jonathan Taylor. Now, if it works out and it's no big deal and nothing at all, you got value in the third. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, I don't know. It's hard.
It's kind of what we talked about, though. When you're taking Kelsey a little higher, the rest of your team sort of seems to suffer, but you want Kelsey there to kind of make up for it, right?
I think this team lives or die on Jonathan Taylor.
You think so, huh? I like the wide receivers: Higgins, Drake London, Ayuk, Mike Evans. Very me type of wide receivers, wouldn't you say?
Definitely your type of wide receivers there.
But if you've got my type of wide receivers, then you need to have my type of running backs, which are solid, big guys, you know?
Exactly. Which, not to say Jonathan Taylor and Breece Hall aren't, but there's so many question marks around them. You got to have a guy that you can rely on. Mm-hmm. For me, that puts this team for me at a C+ just because of the unreliability of running back.
Yep. I'm going to go C+ as well. I agree. And Marie popping in.
What up, mama?
What up, ma? How you doing? look, if your mom's going to pop in, then my mom's going to pop in too. Hey. What's up, ma? Showing love to the moms out there. Like it. All right, let's move on to the next team. I'm going to let you take this one away, buddy.
Yeah, let's check out this guy's team. All right, this guy's name is, oh, Bandy from Fourth and Flex. Okay, let's check it out. Let's check it out. Quarterbacks, he got him some Lawrence and some Tua Tagovailoa. Running backs, Nick Chubb, Jahmyr Gibbs, Damian Pierce, James Cook. Running back solid as always. Wide receiver, Debo, Kirk, Dotson, Lazard, Nico Collins. Not the greatest, but obviously, you know, when you get the running backs like that, you've got to suffer a little bit of wide receiver. Not saying these wide receivers are bad. I'm just saying they're not the number ones. So looking at it, you know, I don't hate this team at all. It's a very you team. Dalton Schultz, you know, that's my dude. Man, this is tough. I love the Trevor Lawrence too. I think in a super flex, that's a great combo to have, especially in the nine spot. I think if you're in the nine spot and you're not getting Lawrence and Tua, you're doing something wrong. I think that's the perfect quarterbacks in that spot. And I applaud you for that, sir. Yeah, this team to me is a, I'm going to go A-. I'm going to go A-.
I am the smartest man alive.
The only thing that I fear at this team is your wide receiver three, but you have many options to choose from. And once the year starts, you'll be able to figure that out. So I dig it.
Wrong. My team's great. I'm just kidding. Yeah. Thanks, buddy. Yeah. You know, I tried something a little different here. Could you tell, like, you've seen me all my teams that I've drafted almost, and do you think my team turned out a little bit better the way
I do? And I think it's because you, of Debo Samuel. You know, you've had several drafts where Christian Kirk was your one, and, you know, and don't get me wrong, you probably got a couple better running backs, but some of these running backs can be just as good easily. So I like the way this one flowed. I like the style of it better. And it was in the later rounds of drafts, which you tend to not like.
Yeah, you're right. I do. You're right. Hey, okay. Maybe I need to do a couple more mocks and just kind of test a few more things out, see how it falls, buddy. I like it. I'm always, that's the thing, man. If you're a fantasy football player, you're always getting better. You're always learning. You're always, you know, changing things up and trying to become better, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody noticed, but we're using an old school for the celebration of our 100th episode. We're using the old school Fourth and Flex logo and backsplash. So again, the 100th episode of Fourth and Flex. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I can't believe it, buddy. 100 episodes.
Yeah, man. And I mean, go back and watch our first episode and just see how much we've grown. I mean, We're here. We're stacking up the followers week by week. We got this big expo coming up. We got big things. We got Believe taking us on. I mean, if you're not around, you're not subscribed, you are missing out for sure.
Yep. And I was on the radio the other day, sporting some Fourth and Flex in Oregon, 95.3 FM, The Score in Oregon. So just throwing that out there, man. Fourth and Flex is on the rise, baby. We're on the rise. We're on the rise like James Cook's IADP.
There you go. There you go.
But let's go. We got a couple more teams left here, buddy. Started off with Jamar Chase in the first round. Their quarterbacks here, since it's Super Flex, we'll start there. Dak Prescott, Bryce Young. Did they get a third guy down Jimmy at the G. bottom? Jimmy G down at the bottom, just in case. I like that. I like that with the quarterbacks. Prescott's not my favorite, but I've seen people do good things with Dak Prescott as their quarterback. I think you had him last year, and you rode him all the way to you rode him into the playoffs. That's all I'm saying.
Definitely, definitely.
But let's look at the running backs. Josh Jacobs in the third round, Kenneth Walker, Gibson, Dillon. I like that. I like Jacobs. The question mark around him is a little scary. Walker, the question mark around him is scary, but healthy. These are solid guys, healthy and no problems, solid guys, but there are questions around him. So I don't like that. I guess, I mean, think about it. Like if Kenneth Walker doesn't play, Josh Jacobs doesn't sign his contract, what you got? You got to start Gibson and Dillon or Singletary as your RB1 and 2.
Exactly. You know, this team could be great and this team could fail miserably. You know, I don't love the quarterbacks. I don't hate them. The wide receivers, I don't love. I don't hate.
the running backs I don't love, I don't hate. This is just a very middle of the road kind of team for me. I'm going to have to go with a C plus on this one.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree. I'm going to go just a C with some waiver wire work, though. I mean, I could see this team becoming something really good. Waivers in trades and, you know, all that good stuff. That's another reason why you should be subscribed to Fourth and Flex, because we're giving you our waiver wire show, our starts and sits of the week. We even do a show where we answer your last minute fantasy questions before the big games on Sundays. So don't forget to hit that like button. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel and become part of the Fourth and Flex family.
Come flex with us.
Come flex with us. Okay, we got two left, buddy. You want to take this one?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Frain H2O started off with the CMC pick. Cooper Kupp, Ramondre Stevenson, Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, Deontay Johnson, Penny Davis. Quarterbacks are Wilson and Stafford. This team is super solid outside of their quarterbacks. You know, obviously, I think Russell Wilson is going to have a better year. Do I think he's a QB1? I don't know for fantasy. I don't think that's a very sure thing to say, but Christian McCaffrey, Cooper Kupp, Ramondre Stevenson, Keenan Allen, that start there is super solid. Obviously you have to suffer at quarterback when you grab that start. And I like DJ Moore and Deontay Johnson as well. So I like everything about this team outside of its quarterbacks. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I have to agree. We are talking super flex here, and but they had the right idea, I think, when it came to this draft. Look, you're at the end of your draft and super flex. So what you got to do, all the good quarterbacks are going off the board. You got to take your skill players, your McCaffreys, your Cups, your Stevensons, even Keenan Allen. I like it. Maybe you should have got like a Tua or somebody else, just a solid guy to lead your quarterback room there. You know what I'm saying though with that?
I can feel it. But I mean, you know, looking at this team, it's really hard. I mean, I can't give this team anything less than a B.
Yeah.
With Christian McCaffrey, Cooper Kupp, Ramondre Stevenson, and Keenan Allen. That start right there. I mean, just the Christian McCaffrey, Cooper Kupp, that's going to put you at a B team.
You're 100% right.
So, you know, I've got to go B, and I'm going to stay in the middle there because of the question marks, but this is a solid B for me.
Yeah, no, I agree. And those quarterbacks could just ball out, and it'd be a great, great team. That's the thing. It's like you got the Russell Wilson, the Matt Stafford. Matt Stafford's being slept on because of what happened last year, the injury. And he's got the stack with Kupp. So
exactly.
Oof. Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with the B with that one.
All right, that moves us on to our last team of the night, the 12 spot, the dreaded 12 spot, one of my favorite spots to draft from, by the way. Starting off with his running backs, Eckler, Bijan, and J.K. Dobbins. Quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Love, going a little, you know, yin-yang on them, I think, with that. Kyler Murray, just for some late year security. Calvin Ridley, Christian Watson, Bateman, Sutton, Rice. You know, it's tough drafting the 12 spot. I don't hate this team. The Bijan and J.K. Dobbins, you know, I don't want to let that get to me that Bijan is listed as the RB3, but it is. I mean, the more I think about it, it scares me. But, you know, that's a risk you're going to have to take if you want to win fantasy. What do you think about this team?
Yeah, I got to say, I love the start. I'm one of those guys who hate drafting from the 12th spot. But look, you grab Austin Eckler and Bijan as your running backs. And look, what does he do? He grabs like a good quarterback right after that, instead of waiting another two or three rounds like the team before, who managed to pull it off. But they go and they get their quarterback right away, which I really like. And then they start to get more skilled players. I like Aaron Rodgers. Jordan Love is a starting quarterback, but will he produce to the level that we need him to be our second in a super flex league? He's got a stack with Christian Watson. That could help a lot. I love the running backs. The wide receivers leave something to be desired, but they got Ridley and Watson, and then they can rotate between these other three guys. Rice, I think, got hurt, but he's supposedly having some great chemistry with Patrick Mahomes, so that's something to check out.
Yeah, man. I think I would love this team if they would have took Dameon Pierce instead of J.K. Dobbins right there. I think this team would be super solid in my book.
Yeah. Just that solid running back to count on. Yeah. And they would have took him from me, which would have made you happy as well. Right.
That's right, baby. That's right. but this is the kind of late round quarterbacks that I'm looking for in a super flex, a Rodgers and Love kind of situation, because both of them, you know, are solid floors, not super low floors. We've seen Jordan Love play. He's put up fantasy points. Aaron Rodgers, you know, but both of them have ceiling through the roof. I mean, Jordan Love, if he can pull off, you know, the type of Aaron Rodgers did in Green Bay, then he's going to be a fantasy monster. And he's being slept on, I think, in my opinion. But outside of that, I do like this team a lot. I don't think it's good enough to give it an A. I'm tired of giving out Bs, but I'm going to have to do it. I'm going to go B minus.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to go with just a regular B here, just because I love the start with the Eckler and Bijan so much, and then grabbing Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to go just a solid B with this team. Great job, everybody, drafting, man. What a bunch of Bs given out, which, you know.
I mean, that just means we got guys in there know what they're doing at the
exactly.
spot.
Exactly, and that's the kind of drafts that you want to be a part in, guys that are, like, just in it to win it, baby, you know?
No doubt, no doubt.
Guys, don't forget, we are on Patreon, so if you listen to some of the fantasy advice that you got here today, don't forget to check out our Patreon to become one of our members. We can help you with your team. We can help you get to the playoffs, baby, for sure. And don't forget that we got merch. We got shirts, hats, cups, anything you need with a logo with Fourth and Flex on it. Get in there and get you some. Look at Trey rocking the gear. I love it. I love it. Trey, final thoughts. The season is so close away. Big things are happening with us. Final thoughts, my friend.
I just want to say thank you to everybody that has followed us and has supported us through this journey. This is our 100th episode. We are mad excited to be here, and we cannot wait to see where this takes us. It's Fourth and Flex all day, so y'all need to come flex with us because we're here to stay.
That's right, baby. You know I had to hit it one more time before we go. The 100th episode of Fourth and Flex. Thank you, everybody, for showing up, for being a part of this draft, for making Fourth and Flex what it has become and what it can be. Thank you so much for watching, and we will see you on the next one.
Peace out, 100.
100.
You've been listening to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go, here we go!
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at fourthandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at fourthandflex and on Twitter at fourthandflexpod. See you next time on the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.